Friday, 3rd of May marks the 20th World Press Freedom Day. The day gives people the chance to pay tribute to media professionals who risked or lost their lives in the line of duty. Lydia O'Kane reports.
It's 20 years since World Press Freedom Day was established by the General Assembly of the United Nations, leading to the Windhoek Declaration on Promoting Independent and Pluralistic Media. Every year, many journalists risk their lives, sometimes dying in the process, in the cause of their journalistic work. This last year has been no different. In Syria alone, 39 journalists paid the ultimate price reporting on the conflict there. And in Mexico, journalists on Sunday marched in the capital to protest against violence that has claimed the lives of colleagues. Highlighting World Press Freedom Day, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for greater protection for journalists.
There is more than we can do, including greater protection through the rule of law. I urge all involved to do their utmost to translate the words of the plan into actions on the ground that will create a safer environment for the press.
This year, two reporters who were killed while working in Syria are being honoured. The Times reporter Marie Colvin and Mika Yamamoto of Japan have been named World Press Freedom Heroes by the International Press Institute. I'm Lydia O'Kane.